Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue, Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Whoa, unbelievable.
Along with Eric Messersmith, the Hard Line starts now. Here's Eric Messersmith.
What's up, St. Louis? Welcome into the Hard Line. On the road today, DB Sports Bar here in Soulard, 1615 South Broadway. Eric, Cam, TJ with you. Matt Rocchio's here, engineering on site. Brendan Schaefer spinning the dials back at the studio. No Hadley.
Well, he's not. He's not allowed in here.
That's part of it. A, he's sick. B, yeah. He doesn't do remotes.
No.
C, he's not allowed in this place.
And F, we don't want him here.
You skip D and E, but yes,
but whatever.
I'm sure there are a D and E.
He doesn't sound like Darth Vader anymore.
Oh, he doesn't.
I talked to him this
Satan?
Morning. Yes. I think Satan is one step above or below, however you look at it. Darth Vader. He was Darth Vader last time I talked to him. Today he sounds less.
Darth
like
Darth Vader's cool though.
It doesn't change his voice though.
No, it doesn't.
So no Hadley today. We want to hear from you, as always, on the Bud Light text line. Bud Light is the official beer of the Hard Line.
The women of DBs are safe. South City Stoners are chiming in.
They're safe from Hadley today. 855-282-8255. That is the number. It's also the Ryan Kelly phone line, 855-CUB-TALK. Speaking of the Cubs, boys, did you watch the game yesterday? The Cubs losing 5-0 at Wrigley. Our boy, Steven Strasburg, who Cam, you said was a wuss.
No.
I'm putting words in your mouth.
Yes,
but
he
was sick. Cause
I heard you say it.
Change of seasons and air conditioning, and that can make you sick. I mean, it really can. It can affect
it,
you.
Can it, though?
You have the sniffles, drainage.
I mean, come on. Again, unless he's unbelievably, like, absolutely puking out of his mind, and he can't even walk up on that mound, he has to play. But they put an IV in him. They gave him some antibiotics,
right.
And you're fine. Just like I told them to, and they listen to me because they listen to the show.
You can do that after a night of a hangover as well.
And
I hear that works for that.
And hey.
Strasburg pitched his ass off last night. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 12 strikeouts.
Damn.
Shutting down the Cubs. So they will have a Game 5 tomorrow. Who do you got, TJ, in this must-win for both teams, Game 5 between the Nationals and the Cubs today?
Who's pitching?
It'll be Kyle Hendricks for the Cubbies, who was awesome the other day in the first game of the series. And Washington, the thing I'm seeing, Schaefer, help me out with this, B. Schaefer. Who's pitching for Washington? It says undecided right here, the thing I'm looking. I'm sure they picked a starter,
because
right?
It's supposed to be Strasburg today.
I don't know that I've seen anything yet. I know that Gio Gonzalez, Tanner Roark are in the mix, but there would always be that chance that they could go Scherzer on really short rest. I think he'll appear later in the game. But I'll let one of y'all know if I see anything, but I haven't yet.
Okay, thanks, Schaefer. And, Rock, if you could turn our mics up a little, or our hearing up, so we can hear Schaefer a little bit better. But, yeah, so that could be one of those games where you mix and match, kind of a bullpen game. So that'll be Game 5 tonight.
That kind of matters if I'm making a prediction.
You know, yeah, look, I bet you it will be some combination of Roark and Gonzalez. That makes sense. But maybe you do bring Scherzer back on short rest because he was so good the other day. I mean, hell, the season's on the line, right? Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of guys who had to miss a game, Dmitri Yashkin of the Blues, Cam, we talked about this yesterday. He missed a meeting, and today we found out why. He said his alarm didn't go off and he overslept. What do you make of that?
Look, Cam, has your alarm ever not gone off?
Yeah. Yes, it has. And it absolutely has.
You know what I've done? I've done the AM, PM thing. Have you done that with an alarm? You set it for 7, but instead of AM, you set it for PM.
No.
I've done that.
And you know what else, too, though? But you use your phone, but you also have a backup. You call down the front desk, and you tell them, wake my
ass up. Did you do that all the time?
I had 4 or 5 things going on, dude.
I always had my phone, but you're right. We always had a wake-up call, but the coaches set that up. Call every one of these
rooms
at this time.
Get their ass up. And at that point, you're up, and if you think you could sleep for 15 minutes, you just don't. Just get up no matter what. I'd get up, and I'd make my coffee. And I'd get up always before my roommate, and I'd get the hell out of the room and go get a coffee or go do my thing and let him get up. But maybe that was a case. He had a roommate, His roommate probably got up and left him. He's like, I'm going to crash for a little longer. It just at that point, get your ass up. I mean, you have every opportunity right now. He is back in the lineup, and this could have just been a little F up from him. Fine. We'll get over it, but do not let that happen again, dude.
How does that work? So you have a roommate, and you have a morning meeting. Okay,
yes.
So you get up a little earlier. Do you hang out and make sure your roommate's up before you leave?
No, I don't. No, man. He's a big boy. Absolutely not. I get my ass up, and it depends on the night before, too.
Right, well hold on.
It depends on the night before.
If I was ever in a meeting that my roommate was also supposed to be in,
good point.
I got my ass ripped so bad by the coach. You wouldn't believe
it. That's not going to be the case. But as a roommate, and you're down there, and there's 5 minutes, and everybody's collectively gathering into the meeting, which is probably like, 9:30, maybe 9 o'clock, 10, maybe later than that. So it's not that. It's not like it's a 6 o'clock meeting.
This is like the meeting you'd kick girls out for at 4 a.m. That didn't really exist.
4 a.m.
That was your fake
meeting. Taking a shower. I'm late for a meeting just to get them out of my house. It's not that early. And, again, they didn't play the night before. They played the day before. So whatever you're doing, like, you should have got a pretty good night's sleep anyway. Whatever you need to get out of your system, you could have got it out during that day in New York City. Again, he messed up. He did. But the roommate should have known 5 minutes. I don't know who his roommate is, and I'm not going to put it on him either, but your team, dude. And if Yashki's struggling, you know he is that morning, you go in there 5 minutes beforehand, wake his ass up, get him out of bed, and get him down to the meeting.
And the meeting's in the hotel. It's not like this is a
The meeting's right down. It's right at level two.
Here's what we would do. Here's what our coaches did to make sure. Because, by the way, the coaches were the ones that had to supervise your punishment. They didn't want you to get punished either.
It's a pain in the ass for them.
So our coach would say, whoever the roommate is, run upstairs. Go get him. I don't know what he's doing. Go get him now. And that would be 10 minutes before you'd run out there and go
These
get
guys
him.
Are making $1 million. The coach wouldn't do that. If he's not there when a coach finds out about it, if the coach is down there and he sees Yashki's not there and then he sees you go get him, he's still if it's past when he's supposed to be there, he's in trouble.
I get what you're saying. That's how we prevented it. Because our coach is the other way. I mean, it's different in college. 100%
right.
Different.
It's a stupid thing that we shouldn't even be talking about right now. This shouldn't have happened. Like, you think Coach Yo wants to be like, oh, now I got to talk to the media about Yashkin, who's on the bubble and has been, and he's underperformed throughout the last couple of years, and we're just waiting for him to turn it up and to show how big he is and how skilled he is because he has the skill set, and then he does this. But, again, this is – look, we're going to forget about it if he goes out there and rocks 8 guys and puts one in the back of the net and has a damn good game. We're going to forget about it. So he messed up. We just got to move on. And, if he does it again, he's probably off the team.
The Blues in South Florida for the face-off against the Panthers tonight, 6:30 Central Time. Luke Korak tweeting out about Yaskin, said it won't happen again. He's ready to move on. He is in the lineup tonight, but he's down on the third line tonight. So
that doesn't mean anything.
These are the lines tonight, according to Lou, or at least the lines they had today in the skate. Stasny, Sobotka, Tarasenko, then Shen and Schwartz together, this time with Barbashev, who's in the lineup on the second line. Third line, Sundqvist, Pajarvi, Yaskin, then Brodziak, Upshaw, Thorburn. So the odd man out tonight, Cam, is Tage Thompson.
Oh, Tage Thompson's out.
Yeah.
Look, no one's grabbed the bull by the horns yet. No one has. Barbashev hasn't. Yaskin really hasn't, although he's given him a chance. Look, if Yaskin wasn't leading the league in hits right now, he wouldn't be in the lineup. He absolutely wouldn't be. But even Wade, Megan, Barbie, somebody, one of these young guys, Tage, they have to step up and start putting pucks in the net and start really controlling these games. You can't rely on your veterans to take game after game over and over and over again throughout this tough stretch of games coming up here, man. Like, one of these guys, like, step up and take a game over and show that you can play on that second line. And, hey, Steiner comes back, but, boy, I'm playing good right now, so what are you going to do? That's a good problem to have. But right now, we're trying to find a guy that can fit in the top three.
Speaking of Steiner, Luke tweeting out as well, Yo said that Steen had another good day yesterday. He will not play, though, in either of the two games in Florida tonight and Saturday. He's getting close.
No, he's probably playing Wednesday, Chicago.
Back against Chicago. Yeah, give him almost a week off. You mentioned the veterans, and clearly they've been awesome. These young guys are kind of finding their way, these younger and inexperienced guys, the two guys I've said that I think were the key to this team are Paul Stasny and Schwartz. And Schwartz has 7 points in 4 games. Mm-hmm. He's a beast.
He is.
I've been saying this for years, not like I'm some hockey genius, but it was clear even to me, this is the best two-way player on the team.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At some point in the last 2 years, he's passed Steen as the best two-way player on the team.
I think he's really trying to figure out – I think he's figured out his identity now. And I know he's had some struggles last year and whatnot, but he's the kind of guy, even if he does go for a little goal-scoring slump, he's so effective defensively to where he still has good games even if he doesn't put the puck in the net. But right now we need him to put the puck in the net because really we don't have too much leverage of goal scoring. Like these, one of these kids has to step up and put pucks in the net too because he's going to slow down a little bit. But boy, being that creative defensively, getting pucks out of the zone, and he's got eyes in the back of his head too. And one other thing with him is he's creating chemistry with Braden Schenn. And that is such a good sign to see, man, to have these two guys that are kind of similar players. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, it seems like it is working. Two guys that can skate and hold on the puck below the hash marks. Man, oh, man, they're
it
fun to watch,
great.
Man.
And Stasny, Paul Stasny in 4 games, 5 points. We talked about this before. If he plays 70 games this year and he puts up 65, 70,
that's
75 points.
That's a lot.
That he did that. Before
yeah,
in Colorado, he did it,
know.
And now he's on the first line with Tarasenko.
No
he
doubt.
Should be averaging
should.
A point a game.
You're damn right, but I'm not expecting him to get 70. If he gets 60 points, hell yeah.
You'll take that.
I'll take that from him. I absolutely
because we
will.
Know he'll be solid defensively. We know he'll win faceoffs.
Well, we need to win faceoffs, man. We have to get our faceoffs. We're chasing a puck and unnecessarily because when you lose a faceoff like that, you're automatically playing defense for however long until they cough the puck up. You're just chasing, and it wears you out. And, again, if we're not getting that – secondary scoring from some of these young guys, man, these older guys are going to get worn out really, really quick. They are. And going down to Florida now, it's not a breeze like it used to be. Florida's going to be good, man. They got some good young players, and you know how good Tampa is. They're one of the best players teams in the East, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah. No,
they're going
to
be good.
Some people are picking them to win to make it to the Cup finals this year.
I know.
Year,
so going down there, man, you get some points from these two teams, you're looking pretty good going to play Chicago Wednesday when we're all going to go to the game.
Eric, Cam, and TJ with you from DB Sports Bar here in Soulard, 1615 South Broadway. Make sure you come in and check this place out.
Yeah.
It's a great place to watch the Blues tonight or any night, or stop on your way to the game at a 2A game at the Scott Trade Center. They got women, they got great food.
And they got a shuttle to the games, too. And you come in here late, and you could order some drinks, and you could eat food. They have the bar opens late, the food bar.
The food, I think they serve food up until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's really good food,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Check
right
this place out. And we're going to be here up until 3 o'clock today. Mike Lombardi is going to join us. We'll talk a little football coming up in about 20 minutes. The Bud Light text line is 855-282-8255.
TJ's boyfriend text in yet?
He hasn't. We haven't heard from Ed. We have heard from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
You love him.
I just have so many Brady facts I can't wait to tell you guys.
Oh, jeez.
Shave, turn him down if he goes through that. If he starts talking about Tom
Shave,
Brady
if they say the name Ed Roydlick, turn their mics off.
Rock has to do
Rock
it.
Oh, perfect.
The hipster Tower Grove
I
South.
I can do it.
You love him.
Hipster Tower Grove South says Yaskin overslept and Hadley's nowhere to be found. Personally, I think Yaskin can do much better.
Yeah.
Is that a
remember I said that yesterday, though?
Yeah.
I go, hey, Yaskin, you overslept. She better be hot, dude. She better be hot.
So Hadley wouldn't classify then.
Oh, God, no.
Let's go LGB, let's go Blues, going to get blacked out tonight watching the game. That's from Grimey in South County.
I think I know
well,
him.
Grimey,
too,
you might have a problem, but we appreciate you're going to be watching the Blues.
Is that frowned upon?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
All I've heard, Cam, on these very airwaves is how the veterans need to step it up, and now they are. That's a problem. Isn't that why they make the big bucks? I'm confused. That's
it's
from Hockey
only
Bob.
A problem when they start wearing out because no one else is helping them. You can't just rely on four or five guys to score all the goals and create all the opportunities.
You can rely on them for a few games.
You can,
but
and
not
it's working.
For
but
half a season.
Yeah, but you're getting peppered 40 shots a game. You're going in the penalty box at least 6 times, so your penalty kill is getting worn out. You can't go on with this for too much longer. Yeah, Jake Allen's bailed you out a couple times. But don't get me wrong. Look, they deserve to win these games. It wasn't like they got smoked 50 shots against, they only had 13.
Right.
And this Jake Allen. So, no. Jake Allen made the saves he needed to make, don't get me wrong. But the Blues deserve to win every single one of those games. Could they have lost? Yeah. But they deserve to win because they played well enough to win those games. You get my point a little bit?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And again, what we talked about before, you all in hockey, you can't just look at the shot total and say, oh, that's automatically how the game went. What was the circumstance? Did you jump out to a 3-0 lead in the first period and then cruise the rest of the way?
Yeah.
Then you're probably
yeah.
going to get outshot.
Yeah.
But that doesn't
yes.
mean you got dominated.
No.
It just means you got a lead,
no.
and so you were defensive, and the other team was very aggressive.
And the quality shots, too,
right.
Are a factor in it as well.
How many scoring chances
But still,
did you
every
have?
Time he takes a shot, either somebody's block, and not to mention block shots. We had 20 block shots last game. 20. That's
yeah,
a lot.
That's,
and
that's
again,
good. That's a playoff
That
number.
Takes a toll on your body. It really does.
Hey, Hockey Bob, go jump off a bridge. That's from the St. Charles Ginger.
Now, I think that is something that can bring us all together.
I like Hockey Bob.
We love Hockey Bob. TJ's mean to you, and that's unnecessary.
I actually do like Hockey Bob, but I also would, you know, I think that's something that could bring most of the Texans together.
Him or Big Al. The Kirkwood Cuddler says, sup, Eric, sup, TJ, sup, Cam, sup, Rock, suck a bag of bleep Hadley. So, it's, you know, it's his greeting to everybody.
Well,
they love him.
It's very easy to accidentally set your alarm from a.m. to p.m., especially when you're as drunk as Yaskin was. We don't know that.
No,
that's from the hipster Tower Grove South.
We don't know.
He took an Ambien and overslept.
You don't generally oversleep on Ambien.
No,
that's
you wake up at
works.
Like 4 in the morning and you're wide awake.
Ambien is totally different. Everybody thinks it's like if
it's
you took
a 3-hour
if you took a ton of Tylenol PM, that's different.
Or
painkillers or NyQuil.
Oh, yeah, God.
That's got a different kind of thing. Ambien knocks you out in 6 hours from the time it touches your tongue, you are awake.
It puts you to sleep.
Yes.
So it
but
puts
it
you,
keep you asleep.
Dude, I used to wake up at like 3 in the morning like,
and it's
God,
never good sleep.
I'm counting the ceiling fan like, I hate my life. Yeah.
Did you guys see the so you obviously you've been following the Harvey Weinstein story. He's had a couple of bad weeks.
He just reminds me of this like just so gluttonous, like just sits there like give me
really
it's,
gross.
Like compare him to like Steven Spielberg or something. Steven Spielberg like respects what he does and like you know, he knows he's a big dog, he knows what he's done, but he doesn't take it
he's not trying to take advantage
of
women.
Like this creep.
What I want to know is like because now all these people are coming out with these stories about him being a creeper for a long time. Like, were people not
look when you're
doing saying this? Because this has obviously been going on a long time.
Why didn't
powerful?
Bill Cosby's 40 accusers?
Exactly.
Sound? This happens all the time.
No, you're right. Look, rich, powerful dudes get away with stuff for a long time.
Yes, and you're in another dimension, man. You're like, I could do anything. I'm so powerful. I could do anything.
Now,
I could tell this girl to do this, and she will.
I do think that there is a pile-on effect when somebody thinks they can get money. Oh, there it is.
True.
Oh, they're getting sued. Oh, that happened to me, too. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
This guy's straight up creepy.
But there is something to say, let me get in on this. I'm pretty sure he touched me, and I didn't like it at the time, I swear. But
so one of the women that has said that she had an incident was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who I cannot stand,
famous actress. Now, she dated Brad Pitt at that time.
Yeah.
So according to People magazine, the source said Brad Pitt got wind of Harvey Weinstein allegedly sexually harassing Paltrow. Paltrow was 22 at the time. Pitt went on to later work with Weinstein later on, but at this time he wasn't happy. So he confronted Harvey Weinstein, got right in his face, poked him in the chest, and said, "You will never do this to Gwyneth again." He threatened to give Weinstein, quote, a Missouri whooping.
Ooh, I know that.
That is the state that Pitt hails from, as he grew up in Springfield, Missouri,
yes,
and of course
did.
Went to Mizzou. Have
More
you ever
later.
Given anyone a Missouri whooping, Cam?
You're damn right I have.
Once or twice.
I'll give you one.
That's just an interesting thing that he would get in Weinstein's
face. Missouri whooping.
A Pennsylvania whooping is where you jump on a guy's back after the fight's already going, and then you claim that you won.
I thought it was a tickle fight.
What I did is I kind of surveyed the situation, and I looked it over, and I said, all right, how can I get in this but not really get in it? So I grabbed a guy, and then the cops grabbed me, and I was like, I won this fight. I was on top of the cops game.
It's always funny. Anytime you ask somebody that fought and you ask how it went, knocked him out.
He went the Sandusky route, being from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
go jump from behind.
Oh, creep.
So the same source said Brad Pitt did this. Weinstein got the message. He allegedly still called Gwyneth Paltrow, though, to lambaste her for telling Brad Pitt. I thought he was going to fire
her. Well, she's not going to get a job anytime soon.
Well, that was back when she was 22. But interesting, though, that Pitt then worked with Harvey Weinstein years later. So I guess it was like, hey, water under the bridge at that point.
Well,
right?
You're making me money? Hell yeah. I'll work with you. I don't care what you did to Gwyneth. I'm not
dating
her anymore.
Yeah, they weren't together anymore at that point. So the Missouri whooping. Cam gave my behind a Missouri whooping last night. That's from the ball
Which
and bottom
one was that?
Feeder. I don't think that's
oh,
the same
Rick
thing.
Oh, is that Rick from St. Charles?
No. Hey, guys, just ask Odom if he knows what a Missouri whooping is. That's from Gibby. He's going to find out Saturday. They're going to get a pretty bad. That's going to be a Georgia whooping there.
Georgia might find a way to blow it.
The game?
Georgia tends to find a way to blow things. Probably not against Missouri.
No.
But there's a reason every year we're talking about how is Georgia this talented and not good. And they seem to be good this year. That's why they're going to blow it at some point.
I wish Big Al would block some shots with his face. Now, Gibby says that. Now, that's not even fair. Big Al hasn't even texted in today.
Yes,
he hasn't even. No, I don't think. Yeah. Did he text in?
I don't know.
I don't think he has. No. A Pennsylvania whooping is where you both get naked together in the shower. That's from Brandon in St. Charles. What does he mean by that?
I guess get naked in the shower together.
Is that a Jerry Sandusky? Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, yeah. 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 There's got to be at least a 40-year difference in age.
We're going to talk to Michael Barty coming up
here. I mean, you can't think of Penn State without thinking of Jerry Sandusky,
I know.
Though, dude.
It's a great university.
It's brutal.
It's a great football tradition.
When's that going to die off? I don't know. Like, when's
it's going to be a long
it's
time,
it's going to be a long
Cam.
Time, man.
I'd say probably realistically.
Every time I look at you, I think it's Jerry Sandusky. It's weird.
I'd say 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, just kind of like a Ferguson ordeal, too.
It's a shame that one guy can have that kind of a – although, to be fair,
one guy,
it wasn't
he's
just
– one monster.
Yeah, but it wasn't just him, too. It was other
on.
People
Yeah, dude.
Looking
he was a
the other way.
Like a real-life monster. Like, he's It. Have you seen the movie It?
Yeah.
The clown? That's Jerry Sandusky, basically. He's a real-life monster.
It's
it is.
It's a pretty awful situation.
Guy's 6 foot six. God almighty.
Isn't there something in that movie where the 11-year-old boy slept with the 11-year-old girl?
Something like that.
Something weird.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Wow,
that's really –
I don't know why they
maybe
did
Jerry
that.
Sandusky would have liked that movie. Yeah. We're at DB's Sports Bar. That's right in Soulard. It's at 1615 South Broadway. They got great food. They got beautiful women.
Yes.
They've got wings, which are
damn
very,
good wings.
Very good.
Damn good wings.
Lots of TVs. You need to check this place out. They're kitchen open till 2 a.m. every night. Let's talk about mentality, Cam, because
ooh,
I know that you are looking straight and jacked.
Do you really think I look straight?
Well, jacked. You look jacked. Your arms are looking pretty big, and you're not even working out that
not
much.
Not really.
Because you have mentality.
I have mentality.
That's
I do
right.
push-ups here and there. But, no, I do feel really, really good. This is probably the best I've felt in, God, a long time. I swear, if I played hockey still, every time I skate,
you'd rough some guys up.
Oh, God, that, yeah.
You couldn't really maybe skate as well as you used to, but you could still rough guys up.
And I swear to God, I'm flying on the ice right now, and I'm not in shape, but I feel good skating. Like right now, I haven't skated in like a week. If I went out there, my legs would be. If I'm going against Yaker and Jim Campbell and some of the guys, a bunch of alumni out there, like your legs wear out pretty quick. Mine don't, man. They honestly don't. And I always talk about feeling good throughout the day and being sharp and this and that. But when you're skating, you really, really tell that. You got legs, dude. You got energy. You absolutely have energy. And that, God, you can burn 1,500 calories in an hour skating. So I'm telling you, this stuff, it works. And it's just replacing, man. If you lose your testosterone, like, it completely affects you. And you don't even know. Like, you don't even know. Like, honestly, it just creeps up on you. And all of a sudden, you're like, God, I just don't have it anymore. Well, you don't because you lose your damn testosterone.
Yeah.
Look, you
and it
go.
Can happen at a young age like it did with you. You don't have to be 50.
No, you don't, man. Honest to God, you do not. But it's not a rich man's ordeal either. Look, this is for the working guys. This is for people that want to get things done throughout the day and enhance their future. Go check it out, lowtusa.com. They got a place in South County in Chesterfield. It's so easy. Go get your blood work done. It's like, you know, you hate going to the doctor. Go in there, man. They'll take care of you. They'll send you emails and they'll check you up. And take your blood, and you'll be ship shape, and you'll understand what's going on with your body, which is always a good thing one way or the other. But go check it out, lowtusa.com. It's called Mentality. Boy, oh, boy, it's a game changer.
South County and Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. Yeah, I suggest you
low-t-usa.
Go in there.
Lowtusa.com.
Looking at your arms
com.
Right now.
What are you talking about? I'm
you're
working out
puny,
this week.
Man.
No, no, he's
that?
Been working out.
What's wrong with
every
him?
Time I call him now, he's
out.
At the gym.
I am. I'm getting it, man.
Now, you
look
can't
at that.
Wear Lulu clothes. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Did you wear that outfit to the gym? Jeans? And
no, no, no.
You can't wear jeans to the gym.
I didn't go today, but I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So
you were more than I did, man.
As soon as I start pumping you up, you skip the gym.
I've been busy today. My son had a field trip.
He would wear jeans to the gym. He's that guy.
Oh, just like insane.
No, you wear jeans.
You're
like, does a curls. Like, look at me.
Like, what if we drop a weight? You're going to break your foot. I'll be fine, guys.
Oh, you wear sandals too, don't you?
What I do is I grunt really loud, which is kind of embarrassing because it's like 20-pound weight.
It's embarrassing because you're not even sweating.
No, and I'm just – but I grunt.
Like, look, everybody, I'm working hard.
Cucky the Dwarf on the text line says, I heard Yaskin accidentally turned on your show, heard TJ Schmo, and it put him in such a deep sleep he's medically considered comatose.
What's up, Cucky,
that's
man?
That's from Cucky the Dwarf.
I think that was not – I've heard Cucky on the morning show. That was not his best work.
No, I like Cucky.
That didn't even make me smile.
I like him even more now.
But in honor of somebody using Schmo – did you know that Tom Brady was selected to his 12th
oh,
career
God.
Pro Bowl, moving
oh.
him ahead of Brett Favre for the second
that's
most selections
of
by
all,
any quarterback
of
in NFL
all
history,
the things,
according to Elias Sports?
Of all the things that we chirp you about, and you're mad about Schmo. That's what it is.
Is that what it
you
is?
Don't want to be called Schmo?
The amount.
That's
of,
what it is.
Listen to me, fellas. Cam, use your brain for 1 second.
I'm trying.
I told you yesterday that somebody would make fun of me and call me tiny junk, and you think that I would be upset about somebody calling
yes,
me junk.
Yes,
that's what your brain.
That's
buddy.
What baffles me.
Tiny, yeah, but tiny
no, this
junk.
Is in honor of Ed Roydrick.
Wow.
Obviously.
Hey, Eric, am I making a point?
Yeah, here? I think we're just going to call him tiny junk now.
See,
he doesn't care about that.
I don't care about any
of
them.
He uses junk. It doesn't matter. He uses his last name. That's why he's getting bitter about it. Ooh, you're soft.
Why do I use my last name? Who?
Well, you use your last name. Whenever.
I don't even use my first name.
I guess you don't get. That's right.
Mike Lombardi, the former NFL executive, writes to TheRinger.com, going to join us next. Eric, Cam, TJ with you from DB Sports Bar, 1615 South Broadway. It's the Hardline, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.